My name is Dorothy. Returned a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is Eldon Hall.
How may I assist you?
Yes, I went on there and put in my weekly benefit. Okay, but when I went to it, they were saying, like, my three jobs I'm supposed to put in. So I said it, but they didn't pick up on it. So I went online. I called yesterday. Then a young lady was telling me I can go online and do it. So I went online, but I'm not going all the way through. I put my information up there. I don't know if it's like I ain't in the computer or something, because they keep kicking me back out.
Okay. So when you did, I can't feel you on the. Okay. When you did it on the phone, what happened?
Okay, when I did it on the phone, I got to the part that I felt everything else out. But when they said about, you know, setting the name of the job and where about, I said the name. I kept saying the name. They act like, you know, they didn't pick it up.
So how you say that they didn't pick it up?
Because, you know, when you had to say into the mic or something, you know what I'm saying? When they said, when the beat, you got to say where you work at, what job, you know what I'm saying? What about you put an application in at?
Okay.
But it's like they weren't, you know what I'm saying, hear me, didn't pick it up. So I just called the next day and asked someone, you know what I'm saying, what was going on. But
okay,
they just said, what the
so how did...
Okay, go ahead. What you going to say?
I'm sorry. So how did you determine that it was not picking up?
Because it kept telling me the same old question over and over. Put the work in and put it in. I put it in. I put three of them in and kept putting them in over and over. And it never go. And it never went out. It just kept on repeating itself. So I figured they'd pick it up.
Did you follow the exact instruction as to how they asked you to put it in?
Yes, they said when it's gonna be the tone or something. When the tone hit, see it, and then that's how I thought it was.
Okay. Because when you do it on the phone, you have to follow the instructions that it asks you. You have to follow, it's simple instructions. You have to put in the first, you have to put the first, let me get to my, I can't remember everything. Because you all commenced your own claim by not paying Pacificus, by not paying specific attention to what they're asking you for. You can mess your own claim up. Okay. That's why I asked you, how would you determine that it was not understanding you? Because, okay, these are the two incidents that will stop your claim. First, you have to enter the date. Must be entered in 2 digits for the month, 2 digits for the date, 4 digits for the year.
Mm-hmm.
After you send one employer's name, you must, the claimants must press the pound sign. If you do not press the pound sign, it will continue to repeat itself. So if you're not paying attention to what they are asking you, and you're just going through them doing the claim, you activate your own claim. You disqualify yourself for that week.
Oh. So that what I don't did?
I'm quite sure that is. If they, you know, if you wouldn't, if they wouldn't let you, okay. If you went online and it wouldn't let you do it, then yes, you have already submitted your claim once. So what you're going to have to do now is just start on Sunday. Start over Sunday, but file your new week of certification. If you do it on the phone, please make sure that you are listening to following the specific instruction that they are asking you to do. If they ask you for the employer's name, I'm just using this as an example. You have to say Walmart. They ask you what date. You have to say 08/10/2024. If they ask you for the city, you have to put Dothan, Montgomery, whatever. They ask you for the address. And then they ask you, they don't ask you for the city and state together. You have to separate it.
Okay.
You got to pay specific instruction to listen to the specific instruction that they are asking you. And you got to follow those instructions. Whereas you disqualify yourself for that week.
I thought you just was saying you can say it in the phone. Oh, man.
You can say it in the phone, but you got to listen to the instructions they're giving you to say it.
Yeah.
You can't just do da-da-da-da this. Yes. See, I kind of figured that was what happened. That's why I asked you, how did you determine that they didn't understand you?
Mm-hmm. So when I went online to try to do it, if I would put all of my information down right and they weren't accepting, so that means it already been...
That means your claim... Nope, that means your claim has already been filed for the week.
Oh.
Your claim has already been filed. But see, but you're gonna eventually get a notice that it will disqualify you for last week because of wrong information that you put in there. So your only thing you'll be able to do is starting on Sunday, which is gonna be August the 18th. You start filing your new week certification.
Okay. It's something in mail too, like the request of proof out there. So I got to get my social security card and all that and take a picture where I send that to.
You have to follow the instruction that's on that letter.
Okay. Then.
Read the letter very carefully and follow the instruction that's specifically on that letter.
Okay then. All right, dear. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
You do the same.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.